CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Bessie, will you please get down here to breakfast? You'll miss your school bus.
Maybe we ought to let her miss it once, then she'd realize she has to hurry up a little bit in the morning.
Well, if she misses it, I just have to drive her to school.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, here she comes now, I hear her.
Bessie, come on now. Move a little faster. Come on, now, sit down. Now, eat your breakfast here.
I'm not hungry, Mommy.
Oh, Betsy.
I'm not. I don't feel well.
Now, look here. Don't start that, young lady. You're going to school, so don't start pretending you don't feel well.
But I don't, Daddy. Honest.
No, you're probably just hungry, dear.
I'm not hungry at all. My throat's sore. I don't want to eat anything. It hurts to swallow.
But, you know, she doesn't look well. Let Daddy feel your forehead here. Hey, for the love of Mike. Well, she's just burning up.
All right. Don't
well,
get
she
so
is. She's just...
Don't
just...
get so excited.
Well, feel her.
That mommy carried her head there. Well, she does seem a little warm.
Warm? Well, this child feels like an oven, for heaven's sake. You, come here, Daddy. Come over here. Come on. You sit here. Sit on Daddy's lap here.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now, don't make her feel worse.
Get the thermometer. Get the thermometer, will you?
All right, well, I'm going to. I don't think it shows much sense to start getting so hysterical.
If nobody is getting hysterical.
I'm sick, Daddy. I'm sick.
That is what I mean.
Look, would you please get the thermometer?
I'm looking for it.
Well, isn't it upstairs in the medicine cabinet?
No, it is down here in the kitchen. Yes, I keep the first aid down here now so I don't have to race upstairs every time something happens like a cut finger.
Do I have to go to school?
Oh, of course you're not going to school when you're sick. In fact, I'll take her up and get her into bed. You bring up the thermometer.
Yes. All right.
Here is the stirring sound of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, Leonard Bernstein conducting. Shostakovich Symphony No. 5. But you needn't be a connoisseur to derive deep satisfaction from a concert by the New York Philharmonic. And CBS Radio is happy and proud to announce the return of the Philharmonic, Leonard Bernstein conducting, October 1st on most of these stations. Another great season of great music, the 31st consecutive season on CBS Radio. The same concert eager New York audiences will attend in Carnegie Hall, yours. Each week this season, enjoy the Philharmonic on CBS Radio. Starts October 1st on most of these stations.
Yes, I know. Well, would you have the doctor call back as soon as possible? Piper. Yes, Rainbow 54507. Pardon?
Okay, now you just lie there, young lady. Don't you worry. Mommy and Daddy are right here.
Yes,
don't
I see.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, how about, are you calling the doctor?
Yes, well, she has quite a high fever and a sore throat, and I'd appreciate if the doctor would call back as soon as possible.
Well, we're talking to get the doctor. You know. Tell the doctor to come out here right away.
All right. Yes.
Will you?
Yes, all right. Thank you very much.
Will you calm down?
Calm down? What are you talking about? A child's lying in there with a temperature of 105. You tell me to calm down.
105 isn't nearly as serious in a child as it is in an adult.
Look, it's serious enough for me, thank you. Where is the doctor?
He's calling back. That was his answering service, and she has to call him at home. Don't forget, it's early in the morning.
Well, why don't you call him at home?
Because his home phone isn't listed.
What you want?
I suppose even doctors deserve a little home life without hysterical parents calling them night and day. Now, here, call back. So relax, dear.
Honestly, I just don't understand you at all. I really don't. You know, you go all to pieces over some
trivial thing like milk boiling over on the stove, yet here your own child has a temperature of 105. You act as though it's nothing at all.
I don't think it's nothing at all. I'm just as upset as you are, but I don't want Betsy alarmed. Now, please try to lower your voice. I don't understand you.
I don't know. When children and animals get sick, you're right. I just don't know what to do. I always feel so helpless. I just don't know what to do. And,
I feel helpless.
I know,
sure. We all do.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. She doesn't seem to have a cold. And she's had mumps and measles and chicken pox.
Yes, darling. Yes. Daddy's right here. I'm right here, sweetheart. Here we are. I saw her. Mommy's right here, too.
Yes, here we are, honey.
You better go to work, Daddy. You'll be late. You don't have to worry about me.
I'm not worried, honey. No, sir. And by golly, my little girl doesn't feel well. Daddy's going to stay until the doctor comes.
Yes.
The doctor? Going to have a doctor.
Betsy, please now, I'll get it. You stay with Betsy.
Well, honey, of course you're going to have a doctor, for goodness sakes. Doctors make you well.
I'm not going to have a doctor.
Well, where is the doctor?
Honey, now, he said he'd get here as soon as he could. He had to stop at the hospital first, huh?
I don't care if he doesn't come at all.
Would you please, just for my sake, stop racing around the room, picking up things and...
Well, I'm not going to have the doctor see the mess of books and toys and crayons and everything else. Look at this mess. And look at the way you just dumped your clothes on the chair last night, Betsy Piper.
For Pete's sake, don't bawl her out now for something like that.
I'm not bawling her out. I just think she ought to pick up better. She knows she's supposed to hang her dresses on a hanger, don't you?
I just don't understand doctors at all. I swear I don't. It seems to me they take their own sweet time about getting out to see you when something...
Well, doctors have other patients, too, dear. Some of them probably much sicker than Betsy.
Well, maybe so, but just the same...
Your trouble, dear, is that when you're sick and have a doctor, you don't want him to have any other patients but you. You just want him to pull up a chair and sit there for 2 weeks until you're better.
yeah, matter of fact, you're right, I do. Yes, well, I guess I do understand that. You know, he's got other patients, but... I don't know, this sitting around waiting for the doctor to show up, it's so...
Yeah, I know, dear, I know.
I don't want him to come anyway. I'm not going to talk to him at all.
Now, Betsy.
And I'm not going to have any shots.
Shots?
Who said
anything about you having shots?
That's what doctors do. Always sticking needles in.
Well, I don't always do that at all, for goodness sake. But anyhow, What's a shot? Or sticking needles, they're not so bad. They're all over in a second. They make you feel much better.
They don't make me feel better. I feel worse.
Let's not talk about having shots. You don't even know that you'll have any.
I don't like doctors.
Oh, now, Betsy, for goodness sakes, no doctors ever really hurt you at all. I don't know where you get this idea. You always make such a fuss, and then when it's over, you admit you didn't mind it at all.
I don't mind it afterwards, but I mind it at the time. And I don't like thinking about it before he comes. What's so funny?
Oh, nothing, dear. Just that we know what you mean. You know, I think her temperature has gone down a little. After I sponged her off, you know, it seemed to help.
Oh?
Feel her head. Doesn't seem quite as warm, do you think?
No, I don't think she is. Still, she's got a fever, though.
She's got pretty high fever.
I don't like the way the doctor brings a suitcase. And the way he smells.
Oh.
Smells?
Dear, what a hospital smell, you know, but I rather like it. I think it's a nice, clean smell.
I don't like it. And I don't like the way he comes in and just looks at me. Makes me feel even sicker.
Oh, Betsy, my goodness, is this the young lady who wants to be a nurse when she grows up?
I don't anymore.
Why, you've had such fun with your doctor's kit. My goodness, when I think of the time Daddy and I have been your patients.
Why, sure, you remember that?
And you thumped our chests and taken our temperature, and you're always giving us shots, isn't she, Daddy?
Yeah, that's right.
Dozens
that's
of them. We get shots every 2 minutes. Right?
Yeah.
So you see, it really does...
All right,
dear. Now, you be Mommy's good girl, won't you? And do what the doctor tells you. Betsy? Now, look, there's nothing to cry about. Why, don't you think you're a brave girl, don't you?
No, I don't care what he thinks.
Why, sure you do. And I bet the doctor would like to hear about what a wonderful time you had at camp. Tell him how you learned to swim and dive, and I bet he'd like to hear about how you won the spelling contest at school, too.
I'm not going to have any shock.
Now, Betsy, nobody said anything about shock.
And it was 105.
Yeah. Well, you must remember children's temperatures often run higher than adults without as much cause for alarm.
I'm not going to talk to him.
Well, Betsy.
Here's the doctor, honey. Betsy?
I've got a chair for the doctor, dear.
That's all right. I'll sit right here on the bed.
Well, I'll move this lamp so you can put your bag on the little table.
Thank you. Was she sick yesterday?
No, at least she didn't complain, and she doesn't seem to have a cold.
No, you see, it was at breakfast this morning. She said she didn't feel well. She had this sore throat, you see. Then, as I said, you know, we took her temperature, and we...
Well, we'll take a look at her throat.
Betsy... Now, don't pull the covers over your head.
Betsy.
No.
Not here.
This isn't going to hurt, you know, Betsy. I just want to take a look at your throat.
Betsy, dear.
No.
Oh, baby, now listen, honey. The doctor's here to help you.
No, I'm not going to have any shots.
He's just going to look at your sore throat, honey.
Yeah, I tell you what. Let me hold it.
No.
Just frankly, if you both leave the room, I think Betsy and I will get along just fine.
Well,
no. Mommy, don't leave me. Daddy, don't leave me.
Now, look here, Betsy. I've had just about enough of this. Let the doctor see your throat.
Well, what did the doctor say? You saw him out.
Well, he didn't say much of anything. You know how doctors are. You can never get anything out of them.
In other words, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I think that's about it. He gave me this prescription to get filled, so, well, I'll go do that. Is this guy any good?
He's the best pediatrician in town. In fact, he's supposed to be brilliant. We've got patients who come from all over for consultation. He's always being invited places to lecture.
Yeah, well, I will say, he certainly doesn't have any bedside manner. And, you know, I think in a doctor, that's darn near as important as all the medical knowledge.
Well, I was ashamed of Betsy. I really was. I just don't know what to do with her when she acts like that. I really don't.
Did you get her calmed down?
Oh, yes, but since he gave her a shot, now she dislikes doctors even more. I guess somehow we failed. Somehow we should have been able to convince her that doctors are wonderful to have around.
Oh, look, nobody likes shots, for heaven's sake. What can you do? She'll just have to learn to face certain facts the way we all have to learn them. But, you know, I just think if he had talked to her a little bit more, you know, sort of joked with her and made it friendly, told her some stories, so she'd realize that a doctor is a wonderful friend and not some monster who just goes around giving shots.
I know, dear, but he is human. He gets tired, and he mentioned he was up all night with some sick baby. I suppose he'd like to tell stories and joke for hours with his little patients. Nobody likes to see somebody scream when they see you coming, but he's overworked. He's tired, he's human too, so what's the answer?
I don't know. And I will admit, he did say we were to call him at any hour of the day or night, and you know, if she seemed any worse.
Uh-huh.
Said there were a lot of sore throats going around right now, and he thought she'd be better by tomorrow, but we're to keep her in bed 24 hours, he said, after her temperature is normal.
Uh-huh. Well, leave a prescription at the drugstore. Tell him to send it out so you can get on down to the office.
Any case, we're to call him in the morning and tell him how she is.
Mm-hmm. My poor baby!
For the love of Mike, don't go to pieces now. Well, she just got a sore throat. She'll be fine tomorrow. Now, don't worry.
No.
Unless you think we ought to take it to Johns Hopkins or Mayo Clinic.
She just has a sore throat. Now, don't you worry.
No.
Oh,
Joey.
When constipation occurs, more people rely on X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax has the qualities many doctors and millions of people want in a laxative. It's effective. Overnight, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. And X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset.
So many doctors recommend it. Chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Darrell Hawkins speaking.